A flood watch is in effect through 11 this evening for much of northeast Ohio. The National Weather Service says heavy rain and thunderstorms could produce flash flooding. Affected counties include Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit. Drivers are urged to use caution. A Rittman police officer is one of four people dead after a Sunday night shooting in Wayne County. Sheriff Tom Ballinger says officers responded to a disturbance on Chippewa Trail around 9:30 and were met with gunfire. Sergeant Scott Reese later died at a hospital in Akron. Three other officers, including a sheriff's canine deputy, were wounded. The coroner says a 38-year-old man shot and killed a woman and her teenage daughter before opening fire on police and then taking his own life. The names of the suspect and the victims have not yet been released. The Ohio BCI is investigating the incident. Canton man is under a $1 million bond as court proceedings move forward in a 4th of July shooting case. 24-year-old Darius Leishman is charged with felonious assault after police accused him of firing a gun into the air. A bullet later pierced a home on 20th Street Northeast and struck a 46-year-old woman while she was sleeping. She was taken to Altman Hospital, where she remains in critical condition. The case is now set for a status conference Thursday. A man is facing charges after an alleged incident Saturday in Lake Township. 58-year-old Brian Riffle of Hartville is charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. Uniontown police say Riffle allegedly pointed a BB gun with a laser while in his yard without an orange tip, causing others to believe they were in danger. He was arrested the same day. Riffle's arraignment is set for tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Alliance City Council is expected to consider an 18-month moratorium on data centers when it meets tonight. The proposal would temporarily halt new data center permits while city officials review local impacts and regulations. Council will also review state and local grant applications, including East Main Street resurfacing and other transportation projects, along with funding for a new street department truck. Other items include a $550,000 cemetery mausoleum repair contract, a more than $630,000 community development block grant plan, and a residency waiver for the safety service director. Canton City Council is considering a nearly $200,000 study to determine whether the city's utility rates are fair and equitable. The proposal follows February rate increases that raised sewer bills 15%, water rates 13.5%, and sanitation fees nearly 3%. City officials say Canton's rates still run below state averages, but some council members and residents question whether the system is fair, especially for fixed-income customers and out-of-city users using higher surcharges. The repository reports the study would review rate structures, industrial fees, and outdated practices. Alliance residents who waited out severe weather July 4th were rewarded with a night of festivities at Silver Park. After storms moved through the area, Power Slam Pro Wrestling held its first show at Field 2, drawing residents to the park. The John Hampu Band performed as food trucks served visitors, while the 1926 Alliance City Band also took the stage with a special historic set. Celebration wrapped up with a fireworks show at dusk. Fire officials say a hazmat situation in Lawrence Township was brought under control after an anhydrous ammonia leak Saturday morning. The release from an agricultural tank on Sousa Street was stopped with no reported injuries and no current risk to the public. The Stark County hazmat team remained on scene monitoring air quality and conditions. Officials also used a drone to assist with overhead assessment during the response. ODOT is seeking public comment on a $1.4 million project to repair culverts in Stark, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. The project includes work over an unnamed tributary of the east branch of the Nimishillen Creek along Route 62 in Nimishillen Township. Features pipe relining, channel cleanouts, and concrete repairs. Public comments will be accepted through July 31st. Construction is planned for 2027 and will require temporary lane restrictions. A wrong-way driver sent a highway patrol cruiser overturning in a three-vehicle crash Saturday night in East Liverpool. Troopers say a 61-year-old Pennsylvania man was driving west in the eastbound lanes of Route 30 when his SUV hit a marked patrol car. The trooper suffered minor injuries and helped the other driver after climbing from the cruiser. The suspected wrong-way driver was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. Severe storms across Mahoning County Sunday afternoon forced residents to shelter in place as high winds and flooding caused widespread damage. Emergency officials say up to 27,000 FirstEnergy customers lost power, with the hardest-hit areas in Austintown and Boardman. That number was down to about 8,000 by mid-morning. Flooded roadways and downed trees closed several major routes, and the National Weather Service will survey the area today for possible tornado damage. County commissioners met today and were expected to vote on a resolution declaring a state of emergency. A pedestrian is dead following a Saturday night crash in Warren. Police say a westbound car struck the person while they were crossing Youngstown Road at Kenilworth Avenue Southeast. First responders arrived on scene where the victim was pronounced dead. Their name has not yet been released. Warren police are investigating. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.